Well, in studio with me, a couple of guests from Missouri Choral Artists, which I guess you could say is a brand new group, just incorporated in 2016. They're a group of professional choral singers founded by Kelly Garrison, and Matt Phelps, who calls himself a lowly tenor in the group, is also one of the founding members. Amy Muchnick, Dr. Amy Muchnick, is the conductor of a concert they're going to be doing this Sunday at All Saints Anglican Church on Galloway Street out in Southeast Springfield. Well, it's become a popular venue for concerts, it seems like.
It's a great acoustic.
Yeah, everybody's doing stuff out there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Amy, you just got back from an opera tour of Europe, didn't
yes.
you?
It
just sounded really tantalizing to me anyway.
Yeah, I take groups of students we went to London, Vienna, and I ran away without them and went to Budapest. So, Lucia, Madame Butterfly.
You saw Macbeth in Budapest.
And Rigoletto. So, yeah, it was great.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, though, and conducting.
This is a group of, well, how many people right now are part of the Missouri Choral Artists? And these are professional choral singers. Define professional.
So these are all either former music majors, current teachers, some former teachers, kind of all ages.
And what do you yourself do in real life?
Well, actually, right now I just moved into Springfield to actually help get this project off the ground just about a month ago. And the numbers in the ensemble changes with every performance. We've given two so far. We did an even song service earlier in April.
Right.
And we're looking forward to Sunday with Dr. Muchnick.
Now, this brings in not only musicians anywhere between 16 and 24, basically, not only from the local area, but as far away as Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, Topeka, Columbia.
Right.
So the concert will be Sunday again, the 26th at 4 p.m. at All Saints Anglican Church, 2751 East Galloway. And this is an interesting grouping of works. This is all composers from the Baltic area.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Starting with our big showpiece is Arvo Pärt's Berliner Mass, which is just amazing.
For chorus and string orchestra.
For chorus and string orchestra. He originally did it for organ and then decided it wasn't enough. And so it's even more mystical and spiritual. I've actually never conducted Pärt before. And so to do this music is to go to another place. And
to hear it is to go to another place.
And what we have collected here is kind of interesting. A lot of composers living in a very modern time who are actually anti-modern.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You know, Arvo Pärt very much into the spiritual and chant and going back to the spiritual. And the Polish composer as well that we're doing, the Ave Maria, he has this idea of renewed tonality. And not going with the norm of the day. And
which is no tonality to speak of.
No tonality to speak of. And so we've kind of grouped all this together. And the Estonian, Creek, collected religious folk songs. So we'll have a religious folk song. He was Estonian. And Essen Valls, who is an upcoming, amazing Latvian composer, who's being heard all over the world. So it's a really interesting group of works, and it's a pleasure to hear them and to collaborate with this group. And I have to say, as a professor in the music department, that many of these guys and girls are from MSU and the Webb dynasty,
and now
the Labar dynasty. So I have to tip my hat to our music department, and then we have really great singers.
Now, Matt, did you come out of the MSU music department?
Yes. Yep. I met Kelly Garrison, the other founder, in Concert Chorale in 1999 when I started here.
All right. Very good. Now, you will have Sarah Tannehill Anderson as a soprano soloist in which work?
And well, they're going to do two, actually. Okay. Sarah's going to sing Gershwin's Summertime, which we thought was very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And then –
not very Baltic necessarily.
A little palate cleanser.
Yeah, right. Because
yes, exactly.
Some of this music is very – you know, the Pärt – after the Pärt, you need some sort of chocolate.
A little bit lighter, yes.
Yeah.
A little dessert.
A little dessert. So we'll have some Gershwin.
All
and
right.
then the flower duet from Lakmé.
And she'll be singing with whom?
Darcy
Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's also an MSU grad.
Right.
Sarah Tannehill Anderson just sang the President's Concert.
Right.
At the end of April, the Poulenc Gloria, and she's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
Come and hear her, because she has such great musicality. Never mind this amazing voice, but she's such a great musician.
Now, you are, again, doing music of Arvo Pärt, of course, the Berlin Mass. And I can't say I've ever heard of Krieg or Essenwalds or Łukaszewski, but I noticed you didn't try to pronounce the Polish composer's name. But yeah, right. Yeah, Łukaszewski. But I've never heard of any of the three of them. But as you say, they are perhaps anti-modern in certain ways. They mm-hmm. look back much the same way that Arvo Pärt does.
I mean,
in
not
his
that you're
music.
Not going to hear some dissonance.
Sure.
But it's treated differently than many others. So
right.
It's all very, very interesting and very different.
And sung by expert choral singers in the Missouri Choral Artists. The concert is Sunday at 4 p.m. at All Saints Anglican Church out in the Galloway corner of Southeast Springfield. And tickets are $10 for the concert or $17 for a premium ticket. That includes admission to the concert. And then you're invited to come downtown and join the musicians and director for Wine and Hors d'oeuvres at 6 p.m. Sunday at the Hotel Vandevort.
Come on, you know you want to do that. After Arvo Pärt, one definitely needs a glass of wine.
I would think.
For
information, there is a phone number, area code 573-289-6321, or you can visit missouricoralartists.weebly.com, or their email address is missouricoralartists@gmail.com.
Also find us on Facebook for tickets.
And on you can also – yes. Okay, so you can actually find links there on the Facebook page to,
right.
to get to ticket purchases for this Missouri Choral Artists concert at 4 p.m. Sunday at All Saints Anglican Church, with soprano Sarah Tannehill Anderson coming in to sing several things for you. And what else do we need to know about this group? I know this is like the third concert of the new season for you, and it is a brand new season. It's a brand new group.
Right.
So what's coming up after this?
Well, this group is unique in that it doesn't really have necessarily a season that it fits into. It's more of like a pickup choir. You hear of groups in New York
sure,
in the summer,
yeah.
a pickup orchestra to record some. So this is kind of an opportunity for singers who can't commit to Kelly Garrison's other project, which is the Springfield Chamber Chorus.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't commit to those weekly rehearsals, this is sort of like twice, perhaps three times a year, small project choir.
And I thought it was a good idea to do it at this time of year, because there's not a lot
happening.
The
summer lull.
Right.
You know, summer
yeah.
lull of, you know, not a lot going on. So we thought this might be a good time to do it. So hopefully we'll see a lot of people.
All right. Again, that is Sunday at 4 p.m. at All Saints Anglican Church. Tickets are $10 just for the concert, or if you want to come downtown at 6 p.m. to Hotel Vandevort on Walnut Street for hors d'oeuvres and wine, then that's $17 for admission to the concert. And then there won't be a shuttle of any kind. People just you're on your own to drive downtown and find parking. So
right. And tickets can be purchased at the door.
Okay. Tickets will also be available at the church on Sunday afternoon. Well, all right. Thanks to Matt Feltz, who is a tenor in the Missouri Choral Artists and one of the co-founders, along with Kelly Garrison, and Dr. Amy Muchnick, who is conducting this concert Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
We've left anything out that people need to know.
Well, yeah. In the very small orchestra we have
yes.
is Dr.
Oh,
David
absolutely.
Hayes, my colleague from the music department, and Alexis Zarens, who is a violinist in the Springfield Symphony, Eugene Jo, who's my student on viola, and David Orlando Pira, cello. And so it should be a nice concert.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.